Hello, Medford, Somerville area.
Hello, Medford, Somerville area. How are you guys today on this beautiful day?
It's a day.
It is a day, yeah.
It is. It is a day. I saw like a glimpse of sun earlier, and I was like, oh my god, spring, she's back. But nope, she's gone.
A break in the clouds is a break in my
day. The wise words of Sophion Stevens. Just a callback to our last episode. Thank you for that, Georgia.
Yeah,
you know, continuity. This is the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Woo!
As you may be able to tell, we're doing a Lord Power Hour today on this fine Tuesday.
The second in our Power Hour series. Mm-hmm. Our first Power Hour was, of course, Sophion Stevens Power Hour.
Of course.
A couple months ago, and today, when we were racking our brains to come up with our theme for today's...
As we do.
Every Monday night.
right.
okay, I'm just going to say it. But as we do, we thought... We had talked about this for a while, and Sarah said, no, it's time.
It's time. Lord Power. I was like, time. I think it's time.
And she's correct. You're
Thank
correct,
you.
As always.
I just... Yeah. I mean, I feel like we've talked about her a number of times on this show. And I feel like her music like means a lot to both of us. And I just thought like, what would be a better way than like ending the semester with like a nice tribute to one of our favorite artists?
Yeah.
Woo. Yes, ma'am.
Got him. yeah, no, one of our favorite artists. And I thought before we kick it all off, last time, our dear friend Curry, who was here with me on the Sophion Stevens Power Hour, Sarah also had this idea, but then he said, well, let me just read the Spotify bio for Sophion Stevens. And I feel like we learned a lot.
Yeah.
So I am going to prepare everyone, if you guys don't know who Lord is.
Is just impossible.
She's only, okay, actually, this is funny because I checked Spotify this morning and it said she was the 331st most listened to artist in the world.
Wow.
Now it says she is the 330th. So she's gone up.
I'm not
literally
gonna say that's
like
because
six
of
hours.
Us. Like, I'm not gonna say it's because of our show.
It's
but
just
it is.
I think it's because of us.
You're welcome, Lord.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, hit us with some like hot facts.
It's a little long, so I'm probably gonna hit
we'll skim.
The beginnings.
Okay.
Emerging as a fully formed enigma from her native New Zealand, shout out to Kiwis.
Shout out.
Lord tapped into an untouched well of alienation, becoming the poster child for a generation who found refuge in the eternal excess of the 2010s.
True. And we were talking about this on our walk back from Curtis last time. We were talking about the song Bad Guy by Billie Eilish. A banger, a bop, it slaps.
It's actually
like,
good,
it's
even though
so
I don't
good.
Like Billie Eilish.
But that song is so good. So we were saying, like, I don't know, we posed the question, is Billie Eilish like the lord of this sort of like younger, like TikTok?
Yeah.
like millennial.
The Gen Z? But it's like baby Gen Z.
Yeah.
It's like very...
15, like 14-year-olds.
Yeah.
Like, is Billie Eilish their lord? their lord.
Yeah.
like their god, their lord and savior, but also like their, you know, Ella Yellick O'Connor.
Yeah.
And that's just a question that I like to put out there.
Yeah, if you think that Billie Eilish is the lord of this generation, call in, especially if you're a teen.
If you're a teen,
who's not going to be streaming college radio, but if you are a teen who's streaming right now.
But we were just saying, like, I feel like, I mean, reading that description of Lord's music, like, really just reminded me of that, kind of tapping into, like, this sort of niche, like, emotion that the teens are feeling, but that no one has really, like, made music about. I feel like Lord really did that.
Yeah, she definitely, and I think partially, this isn't on her Spotify, but I remember reading this about her because, you know, how that is when you're obsessed with someone.
You know.
But, like, she was, for a long time, just, like, a poet who, like, also kind of performed on the side. Like, she wasn't really a singer-songwriter. Like, her beginnings was you just, like, doing, like, little shows with, like,
and it shows.
One of her friends. But, like, a lot of these songs started off as, like, her poetry, and I feel like that just, like, throughout, like, history, and as someone who reads poetry a lot, I feel like female writers, especially like teenage girls who like write, are extremely like underappreciated and like
completely
belittled a lot for like,
and I think both of us as like teen girls
who write yes,
like it's just, I don't know, it's such an interesting age to be like processing your emotions, because it's like you're always told that it's like not valid,
right?
Especially
right.
through the form of poetry or song, which is already not necessarily seen as like a super valid like outlet, like I mean like for different people, but like I mean I feel like it's very valid, but I feel like that's very relatable, and I think we both discovered like Lorde's music as like teen girls who were like writing and processing our emotions. So just to see someone who is like doing that along with us and sort of reflecting what we were feeling but didn't necessarily know how to voice or like write down in any way, like that was really powerful.
Yeah,
I think
I'm actually getting really emotional right now. Like, you talking about that, like I'm just thinking about this. But also, speaking of writing, this is not related to Lorde, but I just want everyone to know, all the listeners out there, please pick up a copy of the Tufts Observer if you haven't. It's the last issue of the semester, and Sarah wrote a really wonderful article. I've read it twice already, and I'm probably gonna read it again. It was very meaningful and beautiful.
Thank you.
I just want to give a quick
but also the other articles in this
they're all really good
issue,
but I'm
are
saying,
very very good but
Sarah just so happens to be
you know
featured.
Just if you like pick up a copy
if you just like happen
if you want to turn to the last page
like,
I'm there you know if you feel like it. Thank you, Georgia, that's really kind. But yeah, writing and being a woman and processing feelings, that's the theme of this episode, and who does that better than Lorde?
She does it all. She's just like on the pulse.
She really
she
the
just
pulse of the people.
Reached in and just like
no, truly. Right. I just can't think of like anyone who really like filled that void.
Right.
Until
right.
she came along. I mean, I'm sure there are people that like did similar things, but
yeah,
definitely a special context. So we're going to play some more tunes.
Yes.
Maybe we'll hit you with some facts in between.
We'll hit you with some
songs.
Fast facts in between. We kind of got sidetracked there, but I think it was much more valid than whatever Spotify had to
right,
say.
Right, exactly. Yeah, wait, what's up next?
Next we have, so the way this is kind of structured is we have picks from all across Lorde's discography, but we kind of have it like kind of chronological. Mm-hmm. So first we had Million Dollar Bills and The Love Club.
Off that first EP.
Off that first
Just
Love Club
so
EP.
Iconic.
And then we're going to move into some Pure Heroin and then probably talk a little bit. And then some of the later stuff, the Disclosure collab and Melodrama, of course.
And I debated, speaking of like that first EP, like I was like, should we play Royals? Should we? But then I decided we can't. Like,
no.
It just
I feel like
couldn't happen.
I love that that's what kind of got her out there, but it's not the best.
It's definitely not her best song by any means.
It's just,
like, it is a great song, but...
Actually, the first Lorde song that I heard was Million Dollar Bills.
I think the first one I heard was The Love Club. So. And I was like, this is good. And then Royals blew up, and I was like, okay,
Royals blew
there
up
we
and
are.
We're like, okay, now we
cool.
know. All right, so we're going to go into Pure Heroin now, and the first song is 400 Lux.
Woo!
Tell that you're tired, but you keep the car on while you're We wouldn't be seen dead here in the day. I guess you're lucky that it's dark now. And if I like it, then we'll stay. Impress the Empress, take your shot now. We got the glow in our mouths. White teeth, teens are out. White teeth, teens are up for it. I know you love it when the hairpins start to draw. I like your reckoning, but we got our methods and there's nothing here to stop this. If you want, we'll help tonight to split it seems. Gifts. You'll get the picture of your dreams. I won't be smiling, but the notes from my admirers fill the dashboard just the
we
same.
Got the glow in our mouths.
White teeth, teens are out. White teeth, teens are out. Party here, it's never ending. Can't remember when it started. Pass around the lampshade, there'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong's your kind, then I need help you with this feather. Swim now. around the lamp, say there'll be plenty enough room in jail. If being wrong's a crime, I'm serving forever. If being strong is what you want, then I need help you with this feather. If being afraid is a crime, we hang side by side at the swinging party down the line. At the swinging party down the line.
Today is my birthday and I'm riding high. Hair is dripping hot and that I'm terrified. But this is summer playing dumber than in fall. Everything I say falls right back into everything. I'm not in the swing of things, but what I really mean is not in the swing of things yet. Riding around on the bikes, we're still sane. I won't be hurt tripping over on stage. Hey, it's all cool. Still like hotels, but I think that'll change. Still like hotels and my newfound fame. Hey, promise I can stay good. I'm little, but I'm coming for the crown. I'm little, but I'm coming for you. Keeps me up a level. All work and no play keeps me on the new shit. Yeah. All work and no play, let me count the bruises. All business all day keeps me up a level. All work and no play.
I'm speechless.
We're still sane, folks.
We're still sane. What? Okay. Sorry, we're having some technical
difficulties. Yes, one of the mics in the studio just doesn't work. Well, it works intermittently. I feel like it worked last week.
But I think we're good
now. Whatever, we're good now.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So that Georgia just said, that's the end of the pure heroin era.
Yeah.
In Lord's discography.
That wasn't all of pure.
Right.
But like that we selected.
Right.
Like.
And if we're going, chronologically, yes, then there's that. Georgia, would you like to talk about what that album means to you, or how you discovered it?
Sure. Yeah. I could do that. Did we talk about the first Lord song that I ever heard was Million Dollar Bills. Was that on air? Were we talking
about that? Yeah, that was on air.
Okay. I couldn't remember. Because we were just kept talking after the break.
Right.
So that was Million Dollar Bills. And then, of course, Royal, Smash Hit, all that. And then I got kind of introduced to Lord / Pure Heroin because it was 2013 through some of my friends. And then I just kind of latched onto it. And I would literally play that album every day in full, on the way to school. And it just really kind of, it was the first music that was mine, because I feel like everyone grows up and you listen to your parents' music and whatever, and there's stuff around, but it's just kind of the pop generalization. It's oh, maybe you like that song, but it's not really something that you can super relate to or something. But that was the first album that I listened to that I was this is for me,
I feel the same way.
Yeah.
Because I think, for me, it wasn't necessarily, the first album that I listened to that, was like what I like found on my own that I liked, but
right.
I'd been using the app Pandora. Y'all remember before Spotify, we had Pandora. So I, you know, I used that app religiously, and I would always listen to like the Vampire Weekend radio.
Mm.
So I was listening to like, as we've said, like just white men playing guitar, and like that is fun for a while. But like, I feel like, you know, as like a middle school girl, I don't really have that much in common with these white, like, mid-20-year-old men, like, playing guitar.
Right.
Like, there just wasn't much to, like, relate to. And then, yeah, like, I found that album, like, when it came out in 2013. And I was like, yeah, like, this is made for me. Like, this is made, like, by someone who was similar to, what, she was, like, 17?
Yeah, she was, like, 16 or 17.
Right. She was, like, 4 years older than us. And, like, just talking about things that I felt were also going on in my life, even though like my life and her life were just so different. Obviously, but it just felt so like personal hearing her talk about all these things. And I think I've told this story before, but I remember in like my health class in eighth grade, we would go around and say like during every class we'd say like what we were looking forward to that day. I remember like on the day that the full album was coming out after like the singles or whatever.
Yeah.
Like my highlight of the day was like, so Lorde's album is coming out tomorrow. Like everyone get ready.
Yeah.
And like no one else cared, but I was just like so invested. And then I would also play it just like beginning to end like so often.
I remember one time in eighth grade, because that's when I started listening to her. I was taking, because my eighth grade science teacher had us all leave our bags out in the hallway, and so you had to like take your like notebooks and stuff out and then go into class. And I was taking my notebooks out, and my my iPhone 3,
whoa,
I guess, my headphones, I'd been listening to the album obviously that morning because
obviously,
whatever, but my headphones had come unplugged, so it just started blasting,
whoa,
Royals like in the hallway, and we weren't allowed to have our phones on during school, so I was like trying to shut that
oh,
off
no,
real quick. Very stressful, but at the same time, I was like, at least I have taste, you know?
Honestly, yeah, like, the people deserve like,
y'all
to
can,
hear it.
Y'all can hear this.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear the flavor that is
the Lorde. Flavor. The flavor. Truly. There's so much flavor.
Speaking of the flavor, Sarah?
Yes?
What is your favorite track off Pure Heroine?
Oh, my God. Georgia, you can't hit me with that. Oh, my God. Okay. So, yeah, again, speaking of the flavor, like, the flavor is just so strong in all of them. I just want to look at, like, the list of songs.
Here you go.
Thank you so much, Georgia. Let's see. So, I'm just gonna go through. Tennis Court, not my favorite.
Mm. Like, good, but not my favorite.
Good, but not great. I do love 400 Lux. I love the little alarm type sound. I think it's funky. Royals, whatever. Okay. Team, no. Glory and Gore, no. I'm just going through the ones that I don't like as much.
Okay.
I really love Bravado.
Yes.
I'm gonna say that.
No, that
I'm gonna put that out there. It's not my favorite, but it's up there. I think my favorite has to be Ribs or Buzzcut Season. But I think Ribs.
Yeah.
I think. Because of that, like, I think we played this, like, in the youth episode or something.
We played it, like,
four times, like,
honestly.
Multiple times.
We played it multiple times.
It just, like, I don't know. It feels so nostalgic for me. And I just remember, like that song especially, like listening to that one as like a 13-year-old girl and being like, I feel this so much.
Yeah.
You know, that was like when I feel like that song is really about like friendship and like being young with your friends. And that was when I like was starting to meet like the people who would like become my best friends throughout like the rest of middle school and high school. And I felt like that song really like embodied all of that for me. So that's probably my favorite off of this album. I don't know. Do you have a favorite?
That's a really good take. I was just gonna, I was thinking about Ribs now. It's definitely like, it's my second favorite. But I'd like part when it like picks up and then at the end.
Oh, it's I know.
Just like chills. Like literal chills.
Yeah. Yeah.
That song is, but my favorite will have to be White Teeth.
Yeah. I really love that one too.
So good. When I saw Lorde live the first time, when she was at ACL, the first time I ever went to ACL again for like myself, because when you're a kid, you go like during Kitty Limits,
right,
and you do like the
Kitty
little kid
Limits
stuff. Yeah, it's called Austin Kitty Limits.
Oh, that's
really
actually
cute.
So cute.
But I went like for me because I wanted to see Lorde, and I remember during that song when it's like everything works. Like,
yeah, that one's
she
so
like
good.
Left the stage, came back, costume changed.
Stop.
And I was like, my mind was just like
was
melting out of my
your
ears.
Third eye.
It was so amazing. And just that song is so good.
Yeah,
in general.
It really is.
But yes, I also agree, Ribs. Buzzcut season.
Mm-hmm. Just amazing. White Teeth Teens. I know that we played it, but I really do enjoy her cover of Swingin' Party.
Yes.
I think that one's really good. Also, this isn't one of my favorites, but Biting Down, I feel like, is a very underrated one.
Yeah, I feel like Biting Down and Bravado are both, mm-hmm. like, kind of, like, edgy. Like
kind of funky.
Super angst, like.
Right, right.
But, like, good. Like, we were just talking about,
Yes.
Later, when, she did Yellow Flicker Beat for mm-hmm. the Hunger Games soundtrack.
Y'all remember?
Y'all remember
the Hunger Games?
Y'all remember the Hunger Games? But when she did Yellow Flicker Beat, she also did a cover of Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Right.
And I feel like I was really into it because I was like, new Lorde music. But at the same time, like, upon reflection, that was just not good.
Like, we were saying that song is just objectively not... Like, the song itself, so yeah, good. Like, Tears for Fears, we love
song,
them.
Like, Tears for Fears, amazing.
But, like, her cover of the song...
It was just very bad. It was like angst for the sake of angst. Like not very Lorde at all.
Exactly.
I would say.
And we were saying like her voice obviously like sounds good.
Yeah.
With that song. But it felt very like manufactured to be angsty.
Yeah.
Whereas like a lot of her other quote unquote angsty songs feel very like genuine.
Yeah.
But that one was just like what is this?
What happened?
Wow.
But that being said, those other songs that we just talked about.
Yes.
I forgot.
The bangers.
Those were good. Bangers
very
and
good.
Bops only.
Truly.
So do we want to...
Yeah, I guess we're going to move in. Oh, we have like a, I guess, intermission song between Pure Heroine and Melodrama.
Yeah. Also, I just want to say this next song, I was just glancing at my playlist and I was, you know, just mulling over my Spotify friend activity. Mm-hmm. Andres Borjas was literally listening to this song like 30 seconds ago.
The
song we're about to play.
Oh, that's really funny. Andres, if you're listening.
I think it was like a remix, but it's on some like workout playlist and he was listening to it.
Wow, Andres is at the gym, I guess.
Up in the gym working on his fitness.
He's working on his fitness. In the wise words of Lizzo, I'm seeing Lizzo in September.
I really want to go.
Can you please?
Yes.
I'm going with Alyssa, Krithi, and Sally.
Okay, then
guys,
I'm going.
If any of you are listening, I'm excited to go with you guys. Georgia, buy your ticket and
I'll go.
I'm so excited.
Right now. But first, let's listen to Magnets by Disclosure and Lorde.
Yay! Let's do that.
Never really felt bad about it. As we drank deep from the light, 'cause I felt melting magnets, babe. The second I saw you through half shut eyes, smoke and sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say it to me, let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Let's embrace the point of no return. Never really thought we would make it. We'd be thinking about what could have been. But we've had a record summer. Can't turn it down. Now I don't wanna see the end begin. Smoke and sunset off Mulholland. He was talking, I was wondering about you and that girl. She your girlfriend, face from heaven, bet the world she don't know. Pretty girls don't know the things that I know. Walk my way, I'll share the things that you won't. Dancing past the point of no return. Let go, we can free ourselves of all we've learned. I love this secret language that we're speaking. Say
Slipped us underneath her tongue. Our days and nights are perfumed with obsession. Half of my wardrobe is on your bedroom floor. Use our eyes, throw our hands overboard. I am your sweetheart, psychopathic crush. Drink up your movements, still I can't get enough. I overthink your punctuation use. Not my fault, just a thing that my mind do.
Rush at the beginning, I get caught up just for a minute. But lover, you're the one to blame. All that you're doing, can you hear the violence? Make a phone to my chest.
Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it.
Our thing progresses, I call and you come through. Blow all my friendships to sit in hell with you. But we're the greatest, they'll hang us in the Louvre. Down the back, but who cares, still the Louvre. Okay, I know that you are not my type, still I fall. I'm just a sucker, let you fill her mind. But what about love? Nothing wrong with it, supernatural. Just moving close to me, close to you, feel it coasting.
Boom, and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make them all dance to it. Broadcast the boom, 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 and make Could you be tender? And I will sit close to you. Let's give it a minute before we admit that we're through. Guess this is the winner. Our bodies are young and blue. I'm at Jungle City, it's late and this song is for you. Cause I remember the rush when forever was us. Before all of the winds of regret and mistrust. Now we sit in your car and our love is a ghost. Well, I guess I should go, yeah, I guess I should go. Heart, feelings, these are what they call heart. Myself the way I used to care about you. These days we kiss and we keep busy. The waves come after midnight. I call from underwater. Why even try to get right when you've outgrown a lover? The whole world knows but you. It's time to let go of this endless summer afternoon. Heart, feelings, these are what they call heart. Till I don't need fantasy, till I feel you leave. But I still remember everything. How we drift buying groceries, how you dance for me. I'll start letting go of little things till I'm so far away from you. Far away from you, yeah.
This is my favorite tape.
Bet you wanna skip my calls now. Guess what I like now.
Lord, we love you, but we had to cut you a little short on that one.
Sorry,
girl.
This is a
6-minute song, and we have to skedaddle in a second. Before we get too deep into the mythos of melodrama, there's an announcement that we would like to make, and that is that here at WMFO on Saturday, May 4th, tune in to hear some of your favorite local musicians. Between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., WMFO will host 9 bands and musicians. Yes, folks,
Whoa,
that is 9.
9?
I said that so fast. I was here at 1 a.m. on Sunday, and I was struggling to get through
that.
Please tune in to WMFO 91.5 for Live Music Day.
Yay.
And we have a selection of 9 bands for you that are
going
to be
crazy.
Here. That's great.
Yes, folks. 9. That's a lot.
Yes,
that's
folks.
So many.
That is 9.
And again, this is the Granola Girls, and you're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Instead of, like, just babbling. What?
Both.
I don't
both
of those words.
Babbling.
But whatever. We're just gonna play Ribs.
Yeah,
and just that's it.
We went too hard on pure heroin. One day we will have like a melodrama, like unpacking,
right.
But we're just gonna go straight into Ribs, which is just amazing.
Just so good.
So, have a restful week and listen to lots of Lord.
Woo!
So here we go.
Divine, we can talk it good, how you wish it would.